Sacrifice is the offering of something of value to a higher purpose. During times of crisis, first responders seem to be at the most significant risk for sacrifice. Doctors, nurses, firefighters, and the police are accustomed to sacrificing themselves and putting themselves in harm's way, often to protect us. They are charged with a higher purpose of protecting the most vulnerable. And often, they are asked to sacrifice themselves even when we knowingly put ourselves in danger. First responders are on the scene to care for us even when we willfully wander into danger. Well, has anyone ever sacrificed themselves for you and placed themselves in danger to care for your pain? Well, the essence of this meditation from Isaiah chapter 53 is about sacrifice. Being mindful of the life-threatening chaos around you and your constant need for rescue. You were rescued through the sacrifice of the first responder. So rest here as we begin. Get comfortable as you settle deeper into where you are. And begin to become aware of your breathing as you allow your eyes to softly start to close now without effort. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but allow me to mind that time. I want you to center now on your breathing, in the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, ready to respond and to sacrifice for you. Settling now, even deeper, I want you to listen and respond as I read from 1 Peter chapter 2. And as I lead us, answer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I praise you for your sacrifice. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Jesus personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it, and as an altar of sacrifice. And Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I praise you for your sacrifice. Jesus died so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and the power of sin, and live for righteousness. And Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I praise you for your sacrifice. By Jesus' wounds, you and I who believe have been healed. And Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I praise you for your sacrifice. Continue to rest here, rescued. Your soul is saved, and your spirit is freed by the sacrifice of Christ. Continue now in quiet reflection as you take time to pause and scan your mind, your body, and your spirit for any places of tension. Take a moment to search for them. Where do you feel most at risk? Do you feel distant or isolated from your rescuer? Well, take a moment now to be aware of any resistance you have to being rescued. Take another moment to surrender to being saved. Feel your soul opening to the salvation offered to you by your divine rescuer, your divine first responder. As the promise of your rescue begins to embrace you, your thoughts will most certainly drift, but feel no judgment. Rather, allow the drifting to remind you to return to your rescue. Feel God's hand reaching for you now. Distractions will come and go, but allow them to float behind you as you center on your rescue. Take this minute and intentionally center on your sacred prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God. I praise you for your sacrifice. The breath of life is the life and power of God. It sustains you. Your breath is the wind, air, and spirit of God. So take time here in continued meditation, being mindful of the life-giving gift God has given you in each breath you take. Simply now, take note of your breathing. Slow breathing, not gasping from your chest, but slow, deep breaths from your stomach. I want you now to breathe in to a count of five. And now out to a count of five. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself settle into that peaceful rhythm. Continue to breathe at that pace, and if you can, whisper silently as you breathe in and out, Jesus, I praise you for your sacrifice. Take another minute now to be present with God and aware of your breathing as you recall the sacrifice of Jesus, your first responder. Continue resting in His peace as you center on God's message for you from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, and we'll be in the New King James Version. Listen to these prophetic words of sacrifice yet to come. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned, every one of us, to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What came into focus from that reading? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit transforming you to be aware of your wandering and Jesus's sacrifice. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned, every one, to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What became even more clear in this second reading? Well, take this minute for this reading to be your deeper contemplation. Once more, but now take note of your emotions and your feelings as you contemplate on this wider passage, now from the New Living Translation. Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down, and we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for our own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. What was your emotional reaction to this passage? What are you longing for most deeply now in your relationship with God? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Listen once more to this third divine reading from the New International Version. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer. A prayer for your wandering, and a praise for his sacrifice. While resting, with your eyes still closed, in imaginative contemplation, I want you to consider this story from Mark chapter 10. Immerse yourself in each detail. Jesus and his disciples are leaving the city of Jericho, and a large crowd is following them. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus is sitting on the side of the road. When Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is nearby, he begins to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy, rescue me." When Jesus hears him, he stops and says, "Tell him to come here." Bartimaeus then throws aside his coat, jumps up, and comes to Jesus. "Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks. "Oh, my rabbi," the blind man says, "I want to see." And Jesus responds to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Before this next minute, imagine yourself as Bartimaeus. Blind, lost, isolated, and calling out to Jesus. Feel Jesus respond. His first response is to whisper your name. Feel his hands holding your face. You feel known. You feel rescued, saved. Let this be your contemplation. And let this next minute be your worship. As we close, take another moment to rest here in the divine presence, your mind centered on the salvation of God. Also, be mindful of those you may meet on the path that seem to be wandering. Who do you know that needs rescuing? Who can you tell about the sacrifice of Jesus? We'll accept now this prayer of closing benediction to remember that it is our weaknesses that Jesus carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. Yet he took on our sins so we might be rescued. So may you know the salvation of Christ, the healing power of the Holy Spirit, and may you encounter the tender mercy and care of the Holy Father. And Lord, hear our prayer. Amen. As we close, remain here in this divine retreat, softly whispering, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, I praise you for your sacrifice."